electropop, new, Canadian, and even local, Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm not your soulmate, at least I'm something to you. It's not the way I would have wanted, it's just the way that I'm wanted by you. But at least I'm something, at least I'm something to you.
to you. It's not the way. We'll be right back.
evening, everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller, the star-powered radio show, airing weeklies Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. I'm so happy to be joining you this week. We have all kinds of astrological chit-chat to get into. We're going to be giving out costume recommendations based on your zodiac sign this week, because Halloween is fittingly next week, and if you procrastinated your costume to the last minute, which I know many of you probably have, this is absolutely the episode for you. I'm your host, Marika Vernoy, and I'm joined with a very special guest today.
Hi, it's Ira. It's nice to be here. Happy to be on the show.
We have Ira, the clairvoyant. I always try to give like a, yeah. You're definitely astrologically like ascertained, or I don't know what the word would be for that, but. So without further ado, by the way, the songs you just heard were Sweet to Dream by Jordana and TV Girl, Something to You by Natalie Wilson, and Tessellate by Tokyo Police Club. And we have even more music coming up later on the show, of course, so if you like what you hear, please stay tuned. But let's get into some of the horoscopes. So we have Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Aries is a fire sign born between March 20th and April 19th. They're ambitious, driven, fiercely competitive. They like competitions, they're bold, they're eager. Aries, my recommendation for your costume is Cave Person, because it's creative. I feel like it has a lot of accessories. Like, maybe it's like a little tongue-in-cheek, which I think you would appreciate. It's a good couples costume too, or like a group costume. And I have a feeling it's going to be really popular this year because animal print has been so popular. So if you kind of want to be like on trend, but also sort of like offbeat, which I think is something you might like, I feel like that would be the move.
Yeah, I'm actually an Aries, so I was like,
okay. Okay.
I would agree with that. I feel like the ambitious, like, it's got to be something animal print, fiery, like that sort of fits that vibe.
Yeah, kind of like just kind of striking out on your own in that way. Okay. Real. Okay, Taurus is an earth sign born between April 20th and May 20th. Taurus is patient, resourceful, productive, concerned with earthly delights, stable, their homebodies. Taurus, I feel like you need a pajama costume. Like, somebody always pulls up in the pajama costume, and I'm always jealous of them because they look so comfortable, and I think that's, like, what you would want. So, like, Sleeping Beauty is a classic, but there are also, like, many variations on this theme, like the Ebenezer Scrooge, like, full, like, 1800s pajama get up, whatever it is, like, it should be comfy and it should be elegant, because I feel like that's very Taurus. Yeah. So
I feel like comfy is has to be the way to go.
Yeah, even like the animal onesie.
Yeah,
I don't know, you never want to, like, it's yeah I'm always jealous when I see those people and it's like late into the night, I'm tired. Okay, Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators. They take what they want. Gemini, I feel like you should be chapel roan, because I feel like this is super topical and you really want a topical costume. Like, you want to be in, how do you say that word? Zeitgeist?
I don't even know. You know,
I'm not going to spell it out, but if you're listening, you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm a big fan of her, like, the white swan look, or, like, the green govball look. I feel like there are a bunch of different ways that you could go with this, and I think you would want to be, like, the star of the show in that way. So I feel like any, like, topical costume like that would be really good.
Super, like, fitting for the time.
Yeah. I have a friend that's going as, do you know, like, Mama, a Girl Behind You?
No.
She's going as the girl behind her, just kind of, like... She's not a Gemini, but I feel like that's a Gemini costume. Great. Okay, coming up next, we have a couple more songs, including The River by Fievel's Gluck, Close to You by Dayglow, and Clerical Collar by Slim Twig. And after that, we'll have even more horoscopes, so please don't go anywhere. You are listening to Zodiac Chiller.
Doesn't matter what you make, but you were eager to deliver. It couldn't wait, it couldn't wait, but it was. You.
Welcome back to Zodiac Chiller. Coming up next, we have a couple more horoscopes, including Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Cancer is a water sign born between June 21st and July 21st. They're sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones, hardworking, creative. Cancer, I feel like it's got to be Corpse Bride. Like, you're going to want to do a couple's costume, and, like, it's a little basic, and that's fine, but, like, you're going to eat it up harder than anybody else, and I feel like that's, like, kind of the main thing. Like, you don't need to be better than everyone. You just need to be better than the other person that has the same costume as you.
I'd agree, yeah. I feel like that's very fit. Like, caring and just, like, you can be basic, but you don't have to go over and above.
No, absolutely. And, like, really sentimental, like, yeah, so I feel like that's the vibe for you. Leo is a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. They're bold. They step into leadership easily. They're confident, have a big personality. Leo, I feel like you're going to do something like Gru or like the Lorax or like one of those like really funny I saw someone do Voldemort last year and like they had the bald cap. I don't know. Something like funny like that, and which a lot of people try to execute, but I think you would do it uniquely well and would be like the most memorable of the night. Like people would be telling their friends that they saw you.
Yeah, I would say something bold. One of my housemates actually did Step Brothers last year, and I think she is Leo, so there you go.
Perfect.
And she was like full wig and ale and like everything. It was funny.
In ale is crazy. Yeah,
the picture. Pictures are so funny, but something like that would be fitting.
Yeah, like a bit. Yeah, definitely. And you'll still look hot doing it. Exactly. Like if you're, yeah, you can pull it off. Virgo is an earth sign born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Virgo's hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble. They're good communicators. I saw this one online, so I'm not going to take credit for coming up with it, but Sunny's Angels, like, as a Halloween costume, I don't know, that's so cutie. I feel like it's super topical. You can't really do it any other year, and, like, you know, you're not too in tune with, like, the times. Not in, like, a bad way. That's not a dig on the Virgos listening, but, like, I feel like similar to Gemini, you want to be in the conversation. You want to be something, like, really, like, on point for now.
Yeah,
and I think it's you'll make friends at the parties that like know what you are.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that would be good.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that to be a costume, but that would be.
I saw like I don't know how they did it. They just wore like nude shorts or something, and then they did a little. I don't know. It looked really cutie. So I feel something cutie like that. Like you would enjoy. All right, coming up next, we have a couple more songs, including Soulless Friends by Peter Cat Recording Company, Highlight by Lincoln Hodgson, Different Now by Courtney Barrett and Chastity Belt, Search Party by Winter Sleep, and Good Friend by Plants and Animals. We're getting our Canadian content up. We have Winter Sleep and Plants and Animals coming in the back there. And after that, we'll have even more horoscopes and music. So please don't go anywhere. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
3, 4. Night, but I know for sure it was real this time, 'cause I felt you touched my shoulder like it was there on my arm, just like real life. Yeah, yeah. I wake up every time just before it feels right. I'm sort of feeling like we could live a high life. You've got some take another chance, we could be the highlight. I see
you're the highlight.
Thank you. wanna shake, I wanna shake, I wanna shake, I wanna shake a hand. Thank you.
Welcome back to Zodiac Chiller. We have a few more horoscopes coming up, including Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Libra is an air sign born between September 23rd and October 22nd. They're active, energetic, intellectual, aesthetic, kind of like fantastical and graceful. Libra, I feel like I know you're going to do Saltburn. Like, somebody has to do it, and I feel like you're, like, really drawn to something that is pretty and aesthetic, and that's, like, kind of what the whole movie was, and that's okay. Like, it did come out almost a year ago, but it's still cute, and this is the only year you can do it before it blows up online in 15 years and becomes popular with, like, a new generation of pretentious indie kids, and they all go as them. And I feel like you could definitely get a friend to wear the antlers. And I know you're going to be the one in the angel wings because that's the prettier costume, and that's fine.
I feel like fantastical, like that fits pretty perfect.
Yeah.
It's Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah. When they play that song at the party, like you will be the most topical. Yeah, for sure. Okay, Scorpio is a water sign born between October 23rd and November 21st. Scorpio is mysterious, enigmatic, powerful, passionate, courageous, sensitive. Scorpio, I feel like I honestly had a difficult time coming up with a specific costume for you. I think whatever your costume is, it's going to involve a really good makeup look. So, like, I feel like you would just find a makeup look online that you like and kind of build the costume around it. I'm thinking of, like, that one skeleton guy. Or like a really, like, really detailed mermaid or something like that, where it's just like very bold and completely not done like by anybody else.
Yeah, something like very detailed and like intense makeup look. I feel like that could fit that vibe.
Yeah, like low-key, if you had like say that you have a situationship and you know like what movie they like or something, that you would do, like you would pay homage to that with your, like, just something mysterious. Like
it's dangerous territory.
You would use your costume for evil, which is actually what you should do. It's part of Halloween. Okay, and Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. They're blunt, personable. They don't have a poker face. They're very adventurous, outgoing. They have a strong sense of personal integrity. Sag, I feel like you're going to need to grab the two hottest people you know and go as the Challengers trio, because not only were you obsessed with this movie, but you love the chance to make a reference that cements your status as the most niche and educated person at the party, and maybe you can kiss your hot friends with no strings attached since it's part of the costume. This is, like, perfect for you, and I'm rooting for you.
I can definitely see that. I also feel like I've been seeing everyone be like, I'm gonna do Challengers for Halloween, so I feel like that would be a one.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be popular. Yeah. I'm actually really excited to see the Challengers stakes. Yeah, that's a hard costume. Okay, coming up next, we have a couple more songs, including Heart of My Own by Basia Ballou and Payoff Baby by Nyson. And after that, we'll be back with even more horoscopes and chit chat. So please don't go anywhere. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Burning my arms, I've been alone. Wanna set you? For every word I could undo, I've been uncrossed and I've been untrue. I've been the phone, I've been the heart, but the heart of my own burned down alone. The light in your verse and the shadow between. I'm Washed away from me, oh, and it washed away.
that was Payoff Baby by Nice On. Just to highlight or shout out, I guess, Nice On, they created a music video last year and entered it in this like film festival, and it was all filmed in downtown Kingston. And I can't remember if this song is Payoff Baby, but it's really cool to watch it, especially if you are like a Kingston resident or you've been here for a while, because it's all these shops and things and like locations around Kingston that are really familiar.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
I would really recommend it. It's like they're filming outside like Balzac's downtown and like Vic Park, and it's like, oh my god, yeah, they really saw the best of Kingston. Yeah, so super cutie. But Nice On is a great band, and I think they are coming back through later this fall, so if you like live music, you should absolutely go check them out. Okay, we have our last three horoscopes of the night: Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. They are responsible, hardworking, dutiful, determined, good partners. Capricorn, I feel like similar to Taurus, you don't want to do too much. And I think like a cute, subtle, like animal costume, kind of like a la Mean Girls, like some nice makeup, like ultimately like a comfy shirt, pants combo, whatever. But then also like, you know, a little headband or a tail, like something really, really, really slight. It could be a group costume even. But just keeping like comfort and yeah, keeping your health in mind, and not just like walking out in the cold.
I feel like something simple. Definitely not walking out in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something chill, yeah, I think would be the move for you. Okay, Aquarius is an air sign born between January 20th and February 17th. They're esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, independent, inspirational. Aquarius, I think I said this last year on the show for the Halloween costume recommendations, but I think space cowboy, like I'm thinking Barbarella, I'm thinking like retro Coca-Cola ads, like kind of like retro future with like the exaggerated, like the Astro gun and lots of metallics and like sparkly cowboy boots, like just something really creative. And you'll definitely be the only one in that costume, but it's also like still cute.
Yeah, I can so see that. Like something very like unique, but still very cute. Like,
yeah,
retro stuff would really, yeah.
You're going to have to explain your costume. Like whatever it is, yeah, you were going to be asked like what that means. And like, that's okay. Like, I feel like you're used to that.
Yeah.
And finally, Pisces is a water sign born between February 18th and March 19th. They're romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic, intuitive, friendly. I'm a Pisces, so I also like to say that they make really good radio hosts and they're super humble. Pisces, I feel like you're going to go as like a beloved childhood character that you have a real emotional attachment to. And this costume will kind of be like a big deal to you, and everyone else will be like, okay. But like pick anybody. I feel like I've seen people doing Clifford and Curious George this year, which I think is so cute. Also, like Curious George is like a duo costume if you do like Man with the Yellow Hat. It doesn't matter, because however you play it, you're gonna like inevitably happy cry when you're drunk and you see yourself in the mirror on Halloween, and like that's okay, like this is for you. So that would be my recommendation.
Like,
yes, yes. And you're like, oh my god, this is so full circle. And it's like, you are at Trinity Social right now.
That's funny.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be the move.
Yeah.
All right, and with that, that is our first of our two Halloween episodes on Zodiac Chiller. Next week, we are actually broadcasting on Halloween, which is such a beautiful coincidence, so fitting for this show. So we're going to have another spooky episode with all kinds of fun. I was thinking maybe we'll get into like the history of like the Zodiac and like all kinds of cool stuff coming up next week. So please, please don't make any other Halloween plans except for tuning into Zodiac Chiller 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 at CFRC or online through our website at cfrc.ca. Once again, I'm your host, Marika Renoy, and I was joined today by the lovely, wonderful, astrologically talented Ira.
I'm happy to be here. I'm so happy to join. It's been great.
And we will see you next week on Zodiac Chiller.
Me out of the bearded barley nightly, beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Sparkling. so kiss me. Join Agnes at the Rington Arts Centre for a screening of This Is Not a Burial, It's a Resurrection, a film by the renowned filmmaker Lemuhang Jeremiah Mosese. The film follows an 80-year-old widow as she winds up her earthly affairs, makes arrangements for her burial, and prepares to die, but rises to meet an unexpected challenge within her community. Filmmaker Mosese will join via Zoom for a Q&A after the film, moderated by Queen's Gender Studies PhD candidate Milka Joroge. This edition of Open Secret is curated by Natalia Hunter-Young at the screening room at 120 Princess Street on the 26th of October at 1 p.m. Tickets are free.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this October at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems as well. On October 18th, it's a hometown rock show as the Wilderness hit the stage with support from the Astros. October 19th sees Kingston's own Luscious welcome Feral Minx from Hamilton to the Broom, with local rockers Pound Salt getting things started early. On October 24th, don't miss Canadian folk musician Ben Kaplan with an opening set by Kingston's Princess Towers. On October 25th, indie darling Sky Wallace comes to town. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you there.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot...
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, Table 26 wants a hot Alphabet Soup.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the?
Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM.